I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. There are some people who depend upon us staying the way we are. They may be friends, co-workers, and even folk that we live with. I mean, very good friends. They want you to stay a part of the crowd. You know, the do-nothing crowd, think-nothing crowd, and the going-nowhere crowd. They want you to be content with the crowd living at the mediocre level. Yeah, living with your head barely above water. That's how some people like it, because they do not see your success as an indication of how God can bless people. They see it as a sign and a symbol of their own failure. Touch your neighbor and say, misery loves company. When God elevates you to a new level, when you get to that promised place of God, you know, there are going to be just some folk who are going to be upset about it, because now you have moved to a new reality. You see, as long as you were a part of that crowd in that dry place, in that desert place, and you just couldn't see where you need to go, you were floundering, falling apart, you couldn't even rub two sticks together to spark a fire. Oh, as long as you were in that place, everything was all right. But all of a sudden, God comes around and blesses you out of your mind. You get your act together, you start looking good, your eyes brighten up, depression eases. I mean, you're just shining all over the place, talking right, walking in an upright position. Got your goals, vision intact, you are on your way. All of a sudden, then, wait a minute, you're breaking into their territory, a territory they didn't expect to see you. Now you're not part of the crowd. Now you're a part of the competition. As long as you were walking around stark raving mad, oh, that was okay. As long as you were crying your eyes out, that was okay. You know, folk will help you cry. Remember, misery loves company. Now here's where I want you to touch your neighbor and repeat after me. Touch your neighbor and say, favor ain't fair. Well, let's clean it up a little bit and say, favor's not fair. When God wants to elevate you, bless you, when grace is coming in your direction, mercy is brand new every single morning, the blessings of God are in your favor. I'm telling you, the promises of God are being fulfilled over and over again. God doesn't want you walking around saying, well, I'm not sure I ought to be here. I don't know whether I deserve this unique place in God. Maybe they should have promoted somebody else and not me. You know, maybe I'll try this for a month or two. If it doesn't work out, I'll just go back to the crowd. You know, when you get a blessing and God blesses you, then God wants you to have it. And yes, they are blessings you do not deserve and you cannot earn. You have found favor with God. Remember, favor is not fair. When God lifts you up, when God answers your prayer, when God sends you your blessing, when God takes you to this new reality, this new level, God wants you to walk in there and own it. It's mine. God gave it to me. It doesn't matter whether I earned it or deserve it. God has favored me with this blessing and I'm here and I'm going to take full advantage of it. I love the word of God. It's found in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1. It says when you get to the promise, not if you get to the promise, not maybe you get to the promise, not every now and then you get to the promise, not when I get around to it, to the promise, not sometimes, but when you get to the promise. Every day God grants me life on this earth. I wake up in the morning and I say, when I get there. I don't know the date. I don't know the moment. I don't know the hour. Ah, but when God favors the moment, I tell you, I will rejoice in the blessing. God has seen your future. It belongs to you and it's on the way. I'm Vashti McKenzie. Remember, favors not fair. Just enjoy the blessings.